Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Thank you to all of you who have been doing that and to all of you who've been requesting last week's newsletter. So you make sure you get all of our operating fundamentals in this series, this eight-week series. Those of you who asked for that, you're going to get that this week. So I'm doing a series, folks, an eight-week series on I call them resolutions, but they're really all about operating fundamentals. And if you subscribe, in any week that you subscribe, if you ask us for all of them, we'll make sure you get all of them. I want to introduce you to Julie Upton. Julie is a registered dietitian and communications expert specializing in nutrition and fitness and health. Many of you have seen her quoted in the New York Times, Red Book, and other magazines. She's also has been seen on television and all the major shows, CNN and ABC World News, etc., the Today Show even. So maybe you've already seen her before, and she's here to talk to us about how you and I can eat healthier and still be full. Julie Upton, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks.
Well, it's good to have you here. And one of the things that I'm trying to do, Julie, and I've been doing this now for over 7 years, is to help small business owners to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And more, we've been focusing our programming, at least trying to do at least two or three, maybe a month, interviews on health, on fitness, on exercise, on diet, on medicine, whatever we can get an expert like yourself to join us to talk to us about these things. Because as you and I know, the small business doesn't stay healthy if the owner doesn't stay healthy.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And you're right on a very popular trend, because the CNN financial, I think it's called CNN FN, or it's their financial news little network.
Right.
They call me a lot to come on and talk about health-related issues. I'm always like, why is this financial network so interested in this? But it seems to be a very hot trend to... we know business people have a very hard time, with their time commitments and stress and keeping healthy.
Right.
It's hard. And so
you have to be very creative,
give them creative advice to fit it into their life.
And if we make money, we want to be able to live long enough to spend it, don't we?
Exactly. It's interesting. I just saw a study on this that showed, the people who ate healthier, and then their healthcare costs once they retired, and it was significantly, those who ate the worst when they were like middle aged and stuff had spent so much money when they were older in healthcare costs because they were really paying for it then.
Right.
So it will come back to hit you in your pocketbook later in life if you don't take care of your eating now.
Right. Well, you brought some research for us, haven't you?
Yes.
What have you found out? What's the new research found out about being healthy and eating healthier?
Yeah. Well, what's interesting? Well, there's a lot of, I've always following the research, but one thing that I thought was interesting to talk about today is that, we're coming. A lot of people, most Americans, get on a New Year's resolution, and it takes about 20. Research shows it takes about 21 days to form a habit. So we're coming right up. Tomorrow would be that 21st day of January, and I'm wondering how many of your listeners out there have already broke, their resolution, or
Julie,
if they're, yeah.
Can I get a few extra days?
Can you get a few extra days? Yeah, sure.
I'm going to need a few extra days.
Okay, all right. We'll give you to the end of the month. How's that?
Yeah, because somebody invited me to Mexican the other day, and that pretty much blew it.
Well, The main thing is, if you get back on track the next meal or the next day, it really didn't blow it.
Okay.
One meal doesn't really make a difference.
I feel a lot better now.
Good. So basically, the idea was that 21 days you can form a healthy habit, and it's great for those people who are out there who, resolve to do something healthier in the new year, and they're still on track. But there's probably a lot of people who said, forget it. I already goofed up, you know, and I'm here to say, like, no, start now. Let's inspire you to make some small changes, whether it's physical activity related or diet related or a combination of both, which is best, and try to see it through. And believe me, it will get easier. After 21 days, it will be your palate adjusts a little bit more to healthier foods, and it won't be as painful.
Well, and also, shouldn't we think of this as if we're trying to lose some weight, we're trying to trim up a little bit, shouldn't we think of this as a long-term project rather than trying to get it done all at once? I love the commercial where the guy steps on the scales and he weighs 249 and he runs around the gym, makes one circle around the gym and comes back and weighs again. You know, he's expecting
right.
some immediate results. I mean, isn't it much healthier and much more reliable just to take things slower?
That's right. I mean, in terms of weight loss, the tortoise wins in the long run. It's not the hare. You know, if you have a weight loss of 1 to 2 pounds a week, you are going to do best overall rather than someone who's seen weight losses of 5 or more pounds a week. It just doesn't, and that's hard for most consumers to understand because they're like, wait, I've given up my, you know, McDonald's, or I've done this, I'm sacrificing, I've gone to the gym twice this week, I want to see results. And you know what? If you're seeing such big results, it means to me that you're not going to stick with it, or something's not right. You know, like what you're doing is too restrictive, and unfortunately, that reason of not seeing quick results is one of the major reasons Americans give up on dieting.
Well,
see the reward, they give up, and that's, you know, I mean, I think of this in investing right now. It's like, I don't see, you know, I can't expect to see such great returns all the time. You know, it's kind of like, it's like steady growth, you know, and if you can get for steady weight loss, it's very equivalent.
Right. Julie, we live in drive-through America. We live in soundbite America. You know, we want our stuff right now. And
I know.
And that's one of the challenges that we have. Do you have a website? We're going to take a quick break in a second. Do you have a website you'd like to give us that we can get some information?
I like slimfast.com for all the free advice about how to eat sensibly.
All right, slimfast.com. And by the way,
it's all free.
Just so you know, they sent me some stuff. They sent me a little care package.
Good.
By the way, I like SlimFast. I actually have used that over the years. But the thing is they sent me French vanilla, Julie.
Yeah.
And that was great for the ladies in my office. But I like the Royal Dutch chocolate thing.
So I think that's the most popular.
In case you want to pass that along.
Okay,
you know,
I'll pass that along.
For me. Stand by, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
20 after, we'll be right back. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend Julie Upton, who's a registered dietitian. Many of you have seen her on television. You've seen her quoted in magazines and newspapers all around the world. And we're talking about making sure that you have a good plan, folks, to not only lose weight but to stay healthy. Right, Julie? It's not just about losing weight. It's about staying healthy, and that's another reason for the long-term approach.
Right. I mean, even it doesn't matter how much you lose, just as long as you're trying to eat healthier. I mean, we find people who just by, even if they don't have weight loss, but they're exercising a little bit more or they're eating more fruits and vegetables, their markers or indicators for whether it's diabetes or heart disease will improve. So, you know, there's even if you're not losing weight, if you're eating healthy and you're exercising, you're doing something good for yourself.
Right. Well, and the thing is for small business owners, it's not just about losing weight. It's not just about being healthier, and that's a big deal too. But, Julie, it's also for us, because we turn the lights on and we turn the lights off. It's also about having plenty of energy too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the, you know, most Americans, I think if you ask them, what do you want more from your, you know, like nutrition or your diet? And I think after weight loss, more energy is like the second thing that they're trying to get. There's just not enough hours in the day for most of us. We're all busy.
Well, that's the truth. One of the things, and by the way, folks, Judy, can they order, can they get this little book, this little weight loss?
Yeah, the little book of weight loss success from the new SlimFast Optima diet plan is available online or by calling 1-800-SlimFast, and right. And it's free, and it does encompass a lot of what we're talking about today, you know, like how to eat healthier.
Right. It's a good book, but I only have one observation I'd like to make, Julie. It's all about ladies. I mean, it's a guy. There are not enough guy pages in the book.
Well, who in do you shop and do you cook yourself?
Yes.
Yeah,
I do.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. in the minority. There's not that many men in the United States that are the major food shoppers and the cook. I mean, but that's what the research shows. They're just women reign supreme when it comes to food and nutrition in the house.
But when
they'll do the shopping.
Dropping dress sizes and getting manicures, you know, you should have something.
Well, wouldn't you love to lose a dress size?
Well, I actually do want to lose a dress size, but the thing is that you know, you could say something in here about this will help your golf swing or something. You know, we need to get some guy pages.
Yeah, I think they need the male version
Pass that along. They need to get some guy pages in here and tell them if they need some help with that, I'll do it. Talk to us about hard-working calories. What's the difference in a hard-working calorie and a lazy calorie?
Okay, a lazy calorie would be like junk food calories. It's like the calories that you get little nutrition for a lot of calories. The technical term, the nutrition term, the lingo that we use is called nutrient density. And unfortunately, the American diet is really lacking in nutrient density, which means that we eat a ton of calories, but like a third of our calories are from, you know, whether it's added sugars or unhealthy fats, you know, or actually even more than that, almost half of the calories that Americans eat are coming from, you know, unhealthy fats or just added sugar. So they're not getting much nutrients out of the calories that they're eating. So this new SlimFast Optima plan is looking at harder working calories and how can we develop sensible eating guidelines that get the most nutrition out of the fewest calories.
So when you put something in your mouth, you get some benefits, some health.
You're gonna get the vitamins and minerals, the phytonutrients, which are the plant-based nutrients that help protect from disease. You're gonna get energy out of those calories. Basically, you're gonna get something in return for what you're eating. And you're going to get it in fewer calories, so that means that they have fiber. That's why this plan is heavy in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, foods that deliver a lot of nutrition for very few calories.
Mm-hmm.
It's really consistent with the new, I don't know if you've covered this, but the new 2005 dietary guidelines came out just last week, and it's been the buzz.
Tell us about those a little bit.
Okay. The new dietary guidelines is from the basis of what we have now is called the food pyramid.
Right.
And this is all changing. And the new guidelines just came out last week. And what the graphic will be that will be rolled out in March, we don't know if it will stay as a pyramid or if they're going to go to plates or however they're going to visualize this. But the new guidelines emphasize more fruits and vegetables. Half your servings a day from bread, cereals, and grains should be from whole grains.
Mm-hmm.
That's whole grains, which no one hardly eats.
I eat whole grains.
Oh, that's good. You're again, in the minority because most Americans don't eat whole grains.
That makes me sound like the guy who reminded the teacher they hadn't given out their homework, didn't it?
Yeah.
I've been eating whole grains for a long time. I think not only that, if you ever eat a sandwich with whole wheat bread, you'll never eat white bread again.
Well, I would say that, too, because I haven't eaten white bread. I don't even know when was the last time I ever had white bread. But most consumers are more in line with the white bread. They eat a lot of rolls, they don't eat whole grains. So the guidelines just came out, and it's fruits, vegetables, it's a lot of physical activity, and this new Optima plan is kind of like taking those guidelines and doing a diet version of them. So if you follow the Optima plan.
We got to wrap it up. Give us that website one more time.
It's www.slimfast.com.
And the phone number?
1-800-SlimFast.
They can order the little book. They can find out about the plan.
They can get access to registered dietitians like myself.
Hey,
you know.
That's great. Thank you, Julie.
Okay, thanks.
Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you back. Julie Upton, ladies and gentlemen, a registered dietitian with some great information. We'll get her back 29 after. I'll be right back. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.